smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Sun is down, freezing. Sun is down, freezing cold. That's how we already know. When it's here, my dog will probably do it for Louisville. That's just all he know, he don't know nothing else. I tried to show him. Yeah. I tried to show him. Yeah. Yeah. Gone on you with the pick and roll. Young and flame, get sickle mode.
Like a light. got these other bitches shook, yeah. Turn, turn, turn,
turn, turn, turn, turn, turn, turn, turn,
Merry Christmas, I don't want to fight tonight with
about some silly songs
Mama,
for the next hour.
Mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The vato with a bony knees, he's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to... No, that ain't it. Mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws, he... Nah. Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. Like, what are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know Santa Claus,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and
you
the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, session, man, you think Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know the guy. Hey, man.
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah,
he's
I played
not...
with that dude, oh, too, man.
No,
yeah, he's
man.
A good singer, man.
No, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
No. Oh, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not from here, man. Like, I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen. Once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine, and she could cook and all that stuff like that, you know? Like, she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow,
did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
Oh, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
Typical freaks,
oh,
man.
Yeah, man, they were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Oh, they have to go get their head together, man.
Yeah, get their head together, man. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Really good time, man.
Yeah, that sounds heavy.
Yeah, eat the brownies, man. They drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah. No, what they did, man, is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big chopping bag, and then they used to take the chopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world,
hey,
man.
Hey, well, that's it, man. Yeah, that sounds real nice.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people, man. And so much class, man. They had so much class, you know. Like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man. You know, it was lowered to the ground at twice pipes, candy apple red, and button tuck. Ooh, clean.
Yeah, that sounds like a hip snowmobile, man.
No, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know. And used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers.
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know. Used to hook them onto the sled, and then used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blissen, on Chewy, on Tavo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they flight across the sky, they used to come down to places like Chicago, LA, Nueva York, and Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, and then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man. And dig this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man. Now, how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man. How did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, got him off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous, man.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air, somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a drag,
Yeah,
man.
It really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
Repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man. It's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
Yeah, oh, well, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah,
huh?
Underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah. Hey, but you want to see his disguise, man? Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah,
man.
You know who I'm talking about,
man. Yeah,
man.
Yeah. I played with that cat last year, man.
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, man. We made a lot of bread.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hip, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. No, he's not into that at all, man.
No, I played with this dude.
Are you sure, man?
I'm positive.
All the elves were making toys for the good Gentile girls and the good Gentile boys. When the boss busted in, nearly scared him half to death. Had a rifle in his hands and cheap whiskey on his breath. From his beard to his boots, he was covered with ammo. Like a big, fat, drunk, disgruntled Yuletide Rambo. And he smiled as he said, with a twinkle in his eye, Merry Christmas to all, now you're all gonna die. Realized he'd been getting the wrong deal. Something finally must have snapped in his brain. Well, the workshop is gone now. He decided to bomb it. Everywhere you'll find pieces of Cupid and Comet. And he tied up his helpers, and he held the elves hostage. And he ground up poor Rudolph into reindeer sausage. He got Dancer and Prancer with an old German Luger. And he slashed up Dasher just like Freddy Krueger. And he picked up a flamethrower and a barbecue Blitzen. And he took a big bite and said it tastes just like chicken. The night Santa went crazy. The night Kris Kringle went nuts. Now you can't hardly walk around the North Pole without stepping in. Such a jolly guy. Yes, Virginia, now Santa's doing time in a federal prison for his infamous crime. Hey, little friend, now don't you cry no more tears. He'll be out with good behavior in 700 more years. But now Vixen's in therapy and Donner's still nervous. And the elves all got jobs working for the postal service. And they say Mrs. Claus, she's on the phone every night with a lawyer negotiating the movie rights. They talk about the night Santa went crazy. The night St. Nicholas slipped, broke his back for some milk and cookies. Sounds to me like he was tired of getting chipped.
That was Weird Al Yankovic. This is me. Yeah, it's actually me.
I used to ride a sleigh, had to work for only one day. Now in the morning I'll need a loan to keep the village I used to own. I made a list and checked it twice. I found the kids were both naughty and nice. Listen as the crowd would sing. Four calling birds and five golden rings. One minute the world loved me. Hanukkah Harry had nothing on me. And I discovered from my elves firsthand, they lost all their work, outsourced to Thailand. Jingle bell rock is ringing. But reindeer games are postponed this season. Kids around the world are snug in their beds, but sugar plum fairies aren't stuck in their heads. This Christmas season will be okay. I lost my job, but I'm still jolly old fat and gray. 'Cause that was when I rode a sleigh. Ho, ho, ho. 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 Ho, ho, ho.
It was Saint Nick who used to grin. climb down a chimney and you'd let me in. Delicious cookies and a glass of milk. People forgot about me and thought I was a jerk. This year all there is hate. Not even spam on a dirty plate. Just a recession in my red silk drawers. Oh, who would ever wanna be Claus? Jingle bell rock is ringing, but reindeer games are postponed this season. Kids around the world are snug in their bare heads, but sugar plum fairies aren't stuck in their heads. This Christmas season I'll be okay. I'll stuff some stockings for old time's sake. Never sit on my knee, 'cause that was when I rode a sleigh.
Everybody,
ho, ho, ho. 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 Ho, 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 ho. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, 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 ho. Ho, ho, ho.
Is ringing, but reindeer games are postponed this season. Yes, Virginia, there's a Santa Claus, but tightwad rich guys put me out of my job. This Christmas season I'll be okay. I'll watch some TV with Mrs. Claus, eggnog and rum all day, 'cause that was when I rode a sleigh. Ho, ho. Ho, 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 ho.
Based on Viva La Vida by Coldplay, I did that live in the studio in 2008 here at WMFO 11 years ago. That was me. It's Chris Earle with Viva La Santa. One of the many parodies I've done over the years in my comedy routine and also just here for fun here at WMFO in Medford. 855-915-WMFO is the request line. Here is some more Weird Al.
It's time to face your final destiny. It's Christmas at Ground Zero. There's panic in the crowd. We can dodge debris while we trim the tree underneath a mushroom cloud. Or Jack Frost on your windowsill. But if someone's climbing down your chimney, you better load your gun and shoot to kill. Oh, it's Christmas at Ground Zero, and if the radiation level's okay, I'll go out with you and see all the new mutations on New Year's Day. It's Christmas at Ground Zero. Jack
There's Weird Al Yankovic with another Christmas parody, and oh, why not? I think I'll just play another one from me. Why not?
We're not gonna eat that. No, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. We've got all night to booze, and there ain't no room for food, and you're not our wife, you are our mom. We'll try the pie and cake, just don't make a plate for us, 'cause we ate all day, we are all done. Oh, we're not gonna eat that. No, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. No, no more squash or dumplings. No giblets, no damn stuffing. We don't want nothing, not a roll from you. Our stomachs are stretched and loaded. We think the yams were frozen. If that's turkey breast, your breast won't do.
No,
it's night, yeah, we're full, yeah, no meat, yeah, no peas. So we're not gonna eat that. Oh no, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. Oh, we're not gonna eat that. No, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. No way.
You're so skinny, I haven't seen you in so long. More oven-roasted turkey breast?
No.
Garlic mashed potatoes?
No.
Spiraled ham?
No.
Deviled eggs?
No.
More buffalo chicken?
No.
Pecan pie?
No.
Fudgico?
No.
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat?
No.
Gazpacho?
No.
Spam?
No.
Salami and cheese?
Nah.
Rutabagas?
No.
I have some nice tang?
No.
Picking a poke?
No.
You want to order takeout?
No.
No. No. It's night. Yeah, we're full. Yeah, no corn. Yeah, no cheese. Yeah. Eat that. Oh no, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. Oh, we're not gonna eat that. No, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore.
Just you try it, make us.
Oh, we're not gonna eat that.
Come on.
Oh no.
We're both nauseous and drunk.
Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore.
I feel I weigh 220. Mashed potatoes? More green bean casserole? No. Stop it.
And
casserole.
Are you still awake?
No.
I thought you were a cupcake.
Wake up.
Christmas is a good thing. I have a job every Christmas morning. Some of you might have the same job, to go into the kitchen and get a Glad trash bag. Then report back to the living room, where you're responsible for passing out presents to all the lazy bastards who sit on the couch. And one for you, you lazy bastard, and one for you, you lazy bastard, and one for you. Then you sit on the floor and let people hurl wrapping paper at your head. Who takes the longest time to unwrap a present? Your father, doesn't he? That bastard is so slow. You wanna know why? Because he only has two friggin' presents. And you're looking at him going, come on, come on. I'm taking my goddamn time. I don't want to rip the paper. I want to save the paper. Use it next year. This shit doesn't grow on trees, you know. I think it does. You ever get your father a present and he freaks out? Look at that. Oh, nice. Jesus Christ. Look at it. Oh, boy. Like that. It's just a pair of socks. Pretty nice. And they got the heel area. Up here with the toes going. Beautiful, beautiful. Just a pair of socks, Dad. What's the big deal? Then he snapped on all of us. Let me tell you, cheap bastard, something. Socks are pretty goddamn nice. You want to know why? The last 15 years I've been getting that fucking Old Spice. Nobody uses that shit, okay? I got 37 tons of it buried in the backyard. Soap on a rope, your ass. I get another soap on a rope, I'm going to hang myself in the shower with it.
It's Christmas Eve and I've only wrapped two fucking presents. Christmas Eve and I've only wrapped two fucking presents. And I hate, hate, hate your guts. I hate, hate, hate your guts. And I'll never talk to you again.
Unless your dad will suck me,
I'll never talk to you again.
Unless your mom will touch my car,
I'll never talk to you again.
Away, away. Lights alive, lighting up the night. Meanwhile, I'm inside my room, conniving through the cheer and laughter that resumes. Tonight, tonight, I have to do it right now. So I will strike when all's asleep and creep
sneaking through your chimney.
Saint Nick is gone for now. Up on the housetop, gifts are mine. Kiss your Christmas tree goodbye. Because
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name's Chris Earle, and it is Merry, Merry Christmas. Getting dark out there. Very pink skies. Pink skies at night, sailor's delight. Pink skies in the morning, sailors take warning. That's what they say. That's what they say. I'm doing a bunch of comedy songs. I got some really twisted ones coming up, but I think what I'm going to play for you is maybe a couple of Hanukkah songs for you. Since Hanukkah has started, and Joyce the Voice is not here today, and it's normally her show, I'm going to play a couple Hanukkah songs here in celebration of Hanukkah. The first is Richard Cheese, and then I will give you Mr. Mike Toomey after that. A couple of Hanukkah comedy tunes here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. I am here with you until 7 p.m. Thanks for listening to your freeform station, WMFO, here in Medford.
Hanukkah in Las Vegas. It's a festival of neon lights. Bet a dollar and eat some challah. The strip is kosher tonight. There's a menorah on the Tropicana and a stripper wearing just a yarmulke. Hanukkah in Las Vegas, eight swinging nights. The Baruch Adonai blessing is sung by a showgirl choir. When it's time to light the candles each night, Penn and Teller set them on fire. All the Yentas make stops at the Forum shops, and the Tzimis is made with carrot tops. Hanukkah in Las Vegas, try the lamb chops. Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet, Moses went to the Luxor to shoot craps with Pharaoh. As he rolled the dice, he said real nice, let my people yo. The Cantors are playing poker. They use chocolate coins for chips. All the rabbis bet on dreidel roulette, and the casino moil takes tips. Hanukkah in Las Vegas, it's a real gelt trip. Well, the shamash here is the stratosphere, and David Copperfield makes the latkes disappear. Hanukkah in Las Vegas, mazel tov, Sammy's watching from above. I said Hanukkah in Las Vegas, what's not to love?
How the Grinch Stole Hanukkah. All the Jews down in Jewville loved Hanukkah a lot. The Grinch, a Gentile, however, did not. He sat on his perch and looked down at the Jews. Hanukkah's coming and I'm not amused. I don't like their customs, their dreidels of clay. I must stop Hanukkah before the first day, or they'll light their menorah, then they'll dance their horror. They'll eat latkes and roast beast, and they'll give out their toys. They'll sing and they'll dance, and the oys, oys, oys. So he waited till nightfall and snuck through their doors, took down decorations from ceiling to floor. He stole all their toys and he loaded his truck. He stole the menorah, the miserable schmuck. Then the Grinch said, I'll show them how mean I am. he switched the roast beast with a honey-baked ham. With his duties completed, the Grinch turned to go, and he heard a small voice from the bedroom cry no. The Grinch then met someone who changed this whole story. The Finkelstein boy, the first name of Maury. Hey, Meshuggah, enough is enough. Hanukkah won't go away 'cause you've stolen our stuff. It's not about presents, not candy and nuts. It's a time for reflection, you big stupid putz. So the Grinch took a seat and listened to Maury. As he told him of Hanukkah, he told the whole story. The Grinch, he was riveted by the tale so great, about one day of oil that had burned for eight. The Grinch said, I like you, precocious young squirt. I like you so much, I think I'll convert. The Grinch knew exactly just what he should do. He contacted a rabbi and soon was a Jew. And when the Jews down in Jewville sat down for their feast, the Grinch, in a yarmulke, carved the roast beast.
This is the season. My name is Wednesday. My partner is Frank Jones. The chief is Captain Kellogg. December the 24th, Christmas Eve, they brought in a guy named Grudge. When I heard what they booked him on, my blood ran cold. It was a 409-6325-096704. Not believing in Santa Claus. 4:35 p.m. I was working the holiday watch at a homicide with Frank.
Hang up your stocking yet, Joe?
Yeah, just before I come down. You too, Frank?
Always do. Hung it up early just in case I have to work late tonight. Wouldn't want to miss out when Santa Claus comes, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure wouldn't. Be a shame.
What you gonna do tomorrow, Joe? What you gonna do on Christmas? You got any plans?
Nothing much.
Why don't you come by the house, Joe? We're gonna have Christmas dinner. You know, all the trimmings.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey, celery stuffing, oysters maybe, chestnuts.
Mm-hmm.
All the trimmings. Cranberry sauce. Love to have you.
Mm-hmm.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them little carrot sticks. You know, olives, pickles, scallions. Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions. Did you ever notice that, Joe?
Ever notice what, Frank?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Mm-hmm. Scallions.
Anytime after two, Joe. Love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see.
Love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them carrot sticks. You know them little carrot sticks?
Mm-hmm.
Olives, pickles, scallions.
Mm-hmm. Let's not go through that again.
Love to have you. Go through what again, Joe?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Oh. You noticed that too, huh, Joe?
Homicide Wednesday. Mm-hmm.
What's the matter, Joe? What's the matter, Joe?
Bringing a guy in a 409-6325-096704.
You mean?
Yeah. Guy don't believe in scallions. I mean, Santa Claus. 6:29 p.m. We questioned the guy who didn't believe in Santa Claus, a guy named Grudge. Says here your name's Grudge, is that right?
Yeah.
You said you didn't believe in Santa Claus?
It's hard to believe what you said. Did you really say that?
Sure I said it. How do you know there's a Santa Claus? You got a picture of him?
No, no mugshot.
Any fingerprints?
Mm-mm, no latent prints. I just know that's all. It's like saying there isn't an Easter bunny.
That's another guy there ain't know of.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's your story, mister.
Joe, he just said that to make me feel bad, didn't he? There really is an Easter bunny, isn't there, Joe?
Listen, Grudge, didn't I pick you up 3 years ago in a 1492 for not believing in Columbus?
Yeah. I don't believe in Cleveland or Cincinnati either.
How about Toledo?
I ain't made up my mind yet about Toledo.
Okay, mister, I get the picture now. You don't believe in nothing, do you?
Nothing. And you want to know something else?
What's that?
I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna walk right out of this room. 'Cause you guys ain't got nothing on me. There ain't no law against not believing in Santa Claus.
There is in my book. Let me tell you something, mister. I'm gonna prove there's a Santa Claus if it takes me all night.
Yeah, pretty funny. The police department's got nothing else to do.
Let me straighten you out, buddy. This one's on Frank and me. Right, Frank? Right, Frank?
There really is an Easter bunny, isn't there, Joe? You know, hippity-hopping down the bunny trail?
I took Grudge over to the helicopter, got in, flew around the city for hours. I showed him department stores. What's hurrying in and out of those department stores, Grudge?
Happy people, but I ain't impressed.
I showed him stockings. How are those stockings hung, Grudge?
By the chimney with care, but I didn't hang none up.
I showed him children, nestled all snug in their beds. What's dancing in their heads, Grudge?
Visions of sugar plums. But you ain't selling me. There ain't no Santa Claus.
He still didn't believe. There was only one thing left to do. My job, get to the North Pole. 11:45 p.m. We arrived at the North Pole. I set the plane down. We walked over to Sandy's workshop. Rang the bell. Pardon me, sir. Can I ask you a few questions?
Why, sure. Just tickle me to death.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a brownie.
What are you doing at the North Pole with a southern accent?
Well, the boss sort of ran short on help this year, so he had to recruit a few of us brownies from the South Pole.
Mm-hmm. That figures.
What a waste of time.
Could we talk to your boss, please?
Oh, he's out. You would come on the one night he's out in the whole year.
Mm-hmm. What's your particular job, Mr. Brownie?
My boss has 8 tiny reindeer. My job? Feed them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. What do you feed them?
Well, most times I fix up a little plate of relish. Olives, pickles, and them carrot sticks. You know them little old carrot sticks?
Mm-hmm.
And scallions.
Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
How do you know?
Just a stab in the dark. The little man showed us through the workshop.
My boss will be back for the second load pretty soon. Say, would you all like to hear an interesting story?
Yes, sir.
Will you see that huge pile of presents over there?
Mm-hmm.
Man, look at all that stuff.
Would you believe it? They're all for the same man, been piling up here year after year.
Why didn't the guy ever get them?
Yeah, why?
Because he didn't believe in my boss. You know the rules.
Mm-hmm, we know.
I don't suppose there's no chance that this guy can still...
get the presents? Oh, sure. He gets them all the minute he believes. But I don't suppose he ever will.
Too bad about that guy. What's his name?
Don't say it. I don't want to hear it.
Come on, Mr. Brownie. What's his name?
His name? Grudge.
The Brownie saw us to the door, wished us a Merry Christmas. We were heading back to the plane when it happened.
Hey!
Yeah, Grudge?
You know that guy I said I didn't believe in?
Who's that?
Santa Claus?
Yes, sir.
You think I'm too old to change my mind?
You're never too old, Mr. Grudge.
Well, then I believe in Santa Claus and Columbus.
How about Cleveland, Cincinnati, and the Easter Bunny?
Yeah, them too.
And Toledo?
I still ain't made up my mind yet about Toledo.
Look, Grudge, up in the sky. He's coming back for the second load.
It's Santa Claus! It's Santa Claus!
There's the only guy I know can make everybody happy in one night.
Yeah. He must have the biggest heart in the whole world.
That's about the size of it.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Okay, Good Day is our Christmas part of the album, and you can play this at your Christmas parties or to yourself on Christmas Eve if there's nothing else to do.
Good Day, eh?
Yeah.
In case you thought, like, I wasn't on this part.
Oh, I guarantee you, you'd be on. Okay, so Good Day, this is the Christmas part, and we're going to tell you what to get your true love for Christmas.
Look out the window.
Where?
What are you doing? Snow.
What? Oh, it's a great white north, and it's snowing because it's Christmas time. Hey, Hoser.
What?
Here's a quiz. Quiz for Doug.
Okay, I have my thinking toque on.
Yeah, right. What are the 12 days of Christmas? Just figure it out, right? Christmas is when?
The 25th.
Right, and what's the 24th, Christmas Eve, right?
So that's two.
And then what's after that?
Boxing wrestling day.
No,
get Boxing out. Day, yeah.
That's three.
I know.
Then what's after that? Nothing.
New Year's.
Four. And what's...
New Year's Eve?
Five.
Okay.
Where do you get 12?
There's two Saturdays and Sundays in there. That's four. That's nine. And three other days, which I believe are the mystery days.
Oh. Okay, now, this is our Christmas song, in case you don't know what to get somebody for Christmas.
There's lots of ideas in here, so listen and don't get stuck.
Okay.
By the way, that's me on the organ.
Oh, jeez.
You start.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks
and a beer. Okay, good. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toast,
two turtlenecks
and a beer.
Okay, that should be more there, right?
Where? Well,
fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toast,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
See, oh, yeah.
More.
The fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toast,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay, on the sixth, 2 golden.
Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 packs of 2 quarters,
5 golden toques.
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay. On the 7th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 packs of smoke.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, 6 packs of
5 golden toques.
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
I keep forgetting.
Okay. This should just be the 2 days of Christmas. It's too hard for us. Go, Hoser.
Eight days, that beer is empty. Okay, day 12.
Good day, and welcome to day 12.
Yeah.
5 golden toques.
4 pounds of bag bacon, 3 French toast, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree.
What did you learn to do that?
Albums.
Oh. So, like, that's our song. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And good day.
Good day, everybody. Happy New Year. Left out?
What?
Donuts. I told you to get me donuts. Either on the 9th day or the 10th day or the 11th day.
Okay, the
I wanted donuts.
Over.
But I wanted.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Or on the 12th day, you could have gotten me a dozen donuts.
Go on to the
store. You could have gone down
and get some
to,
presents.
Like the good donut shop where if you buy a dozen, you get another one free. And that would have been 13 for the 13 days of Christmas.
Next Christmas, get me a chainsaw.
Take off.
That song is a beauty.
Moving. Yeah, I think it ranks up there with Stairway to Heaven.